This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. More help is on the way for wheat growers. On Tuesday, the Trump administration announced it would provide $12 billion to help farmers cope with the results of the current trade dispute ignited by U.S. tariffs. But Washington Association of Wheat Growers Director Michelle Hennings asks, is that the answer?
Farmers are very uneasy right now with the trade situation, and we've been working Farm Bill really hard to try to get a Farm Bill passed so that farmers have some kind of certainty because of the trade situation, along with low prices.
Henning says it hits our growers especially hard.
And the problem is with wheat growers, you know, we're price takers. So everything in our area in the Pacific Northwest, 90% of our wheat is exported. So these customer relations are really important. And if you lose that, we potentially could never get them back. So that's a scary thought.
Henning says the trade pacts are key.
One of the agreements that will be very impactful to our area is the TPP agreement. The president didn't sign back into that, and that is going to hurt us because right now the countries are signing on to the agreement and the U.S. will be left out, which means that our competitors such as Australia and Canada will have more of an advantage than we do.
Listen tomorrow for more on Northwest wheat and the trade war.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.